All right. So, welcome everyone to OK Podcast. It's your girl, K2Cray. I got the beautiful, isn't she lovely, Black Ice in the house today. Go ahead and introduce yourself and how the people can contact you.
Thank you. As you said, my name is Black Ice. I'm supposed to be with, no, I am with, okay, hold on. How do I word this? Anyways, I got a YouTube channel along with Rich Girl, and she's not here right now, so don't ask about her. I mean, she's just not here. But we got a YouTube channel. We go by A Squad Gaming, but of course, like, our names are different. And then we also got a Twitter that's also called A Squad Gaming. But then we also have an Instagram. Don't go to the Instagram because it's like bare. Like, I'm talking Sahara Desert. Ain't nothing there right now.
Dry. Still,
right. It's real dry. Like, when you don't got chapstick for your lips dry.
No. That hurts.
So, so yeah.
Check the Twitter and the YouTube out. It's going to be A Squad Gaming. I'll go ahead and leave those links in the description so you guys can check them out. They're gamers. They are hilarious. And they are on hotmess.com. Check them out. Now, today's topic is going to be motivating yourself and conquering your fears. That's something that I know I struggle with. I'm used to people always, you know, telling me, no, you can't do it. So telling myself yes, and constantly telling myself yes, even when myself tells me no, that's really hard at all. But you know, how do you feel about the subject, Black?
Okay, so a lot of people have this issue whenever they're talking about like conquering their fear, and they feel like that we have this fear, so there's no way they can conquer it. Well, that is wrong.com, because you can conquer it. One of the ways that you can conquer and get over your fear is by actually doing what it is you're scared of. So let's just say you're scared of, I don't know, like a flower pot. So one of the ways you... Pot. Hey, wait a minute now. I didn't just... That's the first thing that came to mind. Okay, let me do something better then. So let's say that you have a fear of being rejected, right?
There you go. Yes.
Let's say you have a fear of being rejected because I don't know, like maybe in the past somebody was like no, or maybe you just never thought you were pretty enough to get that guy that you was, you know, trying to go after, or maybe it might be vice versa. You a dude and you scared to go after that girl, and so, you know, there's things I could have built up to make you scared or to create this fear. So one of the ways you can get over is if you are interested in somebody, my dude, my female, either A, you sir better go for that female, or you ma'am better go for that dude, because like you will never know how they truly feel about you, or you will never know until you branch out and like go for it. So one of the ways you can get over it is actually going forth and doing what you say you want to go forth and do. If you say you like a homeboy girl, then guess what? You better start trying to talk. I mean, hey, go ahead and get your man, boo. Like, I mean, and I know it's like easier said than done. Trust me, I know. But I mean, that's just one of the ways you can break free out of that barrier. Or you can talk to like one of your friends about it. And
some water, you good? Maybe just some ice.
Oh, I got me some water. You know I don't like no ice.
Okay.
But you could talk to one of your friends, and I'm talking a good friend, because we're not talking about no fake friends. That's a topic for a different time. But yeah, you need to, you know, just confide in a real friend who's actually gonna sit there, listen to you speak about it, and then give you their feedback. Not somebody who like is trying to talk while you're trying to talk to be like oh blah, 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 and like try to cut you off and stuff. But those are just some ways you can conquer it, you know. And then you, I mean, like I said, you never know until you actually go forth and do it, because I feel like if I don't try to go forth and do something that like I know that I need to try to do, and I knew I should have done it, that will always be like in the back of my head, like, dang, I should have done that when I said I was going to.
Oh yeah, regret will tear you to pieces, and I totally agree. I feel like with anything that you're trying to do, whether it's you want to be an artist, you want to be a singer, you want to be a dancer, whatever the case may be, stop procrastinating and go ahead and just try. It never hurts to try, because I know my biggest thing was I was supposed to start this YouTube podcast, all of that 2 years ago. I kept procrastinating because I kept telling myself, "Nah, you're not good enough. You can't do this. Look at what everyone else is doing." And it's like, it's hard. It's hard. And
Yeah,
I kept
yourself is a
giving
big thing as well.
myself, yes, I kept giving myself all of these excuses to why I could not obtain my dream. And I love speaking to people. I love making people laugh. Like, this is something that I do on and off camera. And, for me to tell myself that I can't do something that I do on a daily basis, that's the real setup right there. And rejecting yourself is a really big thing that we have in today's society, because we're always programmed to, failure. And I feel like failure isn't failure if you try.
Thank you, honey.
It isn't failure if you try. It's failure if you don't try, because you never know. You never know. You could do one thing and then boom, hit it out the park. And then look at you got what you wanted. Or you could just sit there singing your shoulda, coulda, woulda, and somebody else gets your blessing, So motivating yourself, it takes time, because it's not going to happen overnight.
I'm sure it's not.
It takes patience and it takes repetition. You can't just motivate yourself once, because I know on a daily, I have to, as soon as I wake up my eyes, I have
Wait a
to,
minute, as soon as you wake up your eyes.
as soon as I wake up my eyes, because
That
you know how you wake up, don't you do it. You know how you wake up, you know I say weird things, okay? You know I say it, but you know how when you wake up, but you're not woke, and then your eyes is closed, you be like, "Ooh, Lord, should I do it? Lord, should I do it?" And you still got your eyes closed, and you just praying, you're praying for that scrimp to carry on. Especially me, because I work late night, and I'm like, "Oh, my bum." So yeah, it's a hard thing motivating yourself. Even the will to live, even the will to live, because and it's so sad, because I have so many young adults and teenagers just giving up on life. And I'm not even judging on that, because I deal with my days where, this world is so cold. You're just like, maybe it'll be better without me. And you should never feel that way, because this world, all tea, no shade, this world is gonna continue being this world
That's
with or
right.
without you. So why not be the change that you wanna see in this
Exactly.
world?
I was just talking
Now,
to
a
one
lot
of our.
of
Oh, go ahead.
huh? No, go ahead, boo.
I said I was just talking to one of our homegirls, and I was telling her last night. I was like, when people do end up, committing suicide or something, they always have this feeling that there's just nobody out there. When that's not true, there's always at least one person or one and a half person that's out there that is like will be affected or who was rooting for you. And like, because I'm like, not everybody's always like, well, not everybody, the people who are like, I want to do this, commit suicide and stuff. They're like, there's nobody there for me. Nobody, like nobody in the world. When I ran along, like there was somebody behind you who was just like trying to help. That's why I'd be like, everybody need at least one or two real good friends, because those are the people you can confide in and all your insecurities, everything. And you'll know like right off the bat. It won't take no weeks and stuff. It'll be like an instant connection. So
To be honest, what I want people to work on, and I totally agree, because we all need at least a good friend to be there to have your back. But what we also need to work on as a people is self-love,
That's right.
because
I was gonna
if
say that. Come
you
through.
don't love yourself, you see, great minds think alike,
That's
baby.
right.
But if you don't love yourself and respect yourself, nobody else is ever going to match that love. Nobody's
That's
ever going to match that
right.
love.
Okay, we're not gonna
And
get on
also,
that today.
what
That's a different topic for a different time.
you that'll be another night. That'll be another night. And what I've learned, especially in my case, is that you can't depend on people.
That's right.
And if you depend on people, it's not gonna end well. Even if you have those good friends, what are you gonna do when that friend is busy,
Right.
or if that friend moves, or if that friend no longer is your friend? Are you gonna stop? Are you going to end what you need to do as a being? Like, no, you gotta push through. That's why, and this is something, anything that I speak on is something that I'm working on within myself. And me having to learn how to love myself, it took me years. It took me years because I'm used to people telling me that you're nothing, you're never going to be anything, you cannot do anything, this, that generational curse, or whatever the case may be. But I have to speak life into my life and say, you know what? I rebuke what you're saying, and I'm gonna do what I need to do to make myself
That's
happy.
right.
Remember, make yourself happy, because if you don't make you happy, can't nobody else make you
That's
happy.
right. Not
And it's like, yeah.
materialistic things, not no other person, because like you said, like she said, like the homegirl said,
I
if
can't.
you don't love yourself, who do you expect to love you?
Exactly.
Nobody. Because I also
Nobody
had
ever
to,
matched that love that you
exactly.
give yourself.
Because once you learn how to love yourself, because okay, I can't remember when it was, but somebody had asked the question and they were like, how could you love somebody else and you don't even love yourself? And at first I'm like, boy, what are you talking about? Like, this is just some rubbish that you're talking about. But as I got older, I was like, dang, like they were speaking truth. Like, there's no way you would know how to love anybody else if you don't know how to love yourself.
And I've noticed that too from my self experiences, where I've had, people claim that they care for me and claim that they love me, but the respect that they show me, it's not there. And if I don't demand that love for myself, where I'm saying, this ain't right, I don't like how you're making me feel, I don't like this situation, should have bought a Honda, get out. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't do that, I'm going to let that person repeat that feeling.
That's
And
right.
when you let somebody repeat a feeling that you don't like, that's not good.
Right. That's how
That's
manipulation
like
forms.
letting some, yeah. It's a relationship that you don't need to do. If you're in a friendship, talk ship, literal, whatever ship that you in, you don't let anyone make you feel
That's
unhappy. If
right.
you are unhappy, you step out. You step out.
Hop in and hop out.
Hop in, hop out. Like, for real. But I know you have something that you had to take care of, and you said you're gonna only do this for a little bit of time. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Any last words that you wanna say, boo?
Dang it, I had a song I was gonna sing and I don't even remember it now. We're gonna make one up. Love thyself, love yourself for real. Like, No, but thank you for having me as a guest. awesome.
I can't with you. I'm done. With everything you stand for, I'm done. But definitely check the homegirl out. She will be back, and we will have the other half of A Squad Gaming most definitely.
Yes,
And we
woo-hoo.
will have another homegirl shaking it up with Shay Shay in the house too.
Right.
They are all such busy women, so it's hard to get them in the same vicinity at the same time.
Tell me
So we
about
will definitely have them back on the podcast.
it.
Remember to cherish the day. It's another day to make things right. And I love you guys always and forever. I know it's been a minute since I've posted, but I've had to get my mind right and get my life together. Because I feel like when your mind is cloudy, so will your message.
Yes,
So I needed to get some things together and also motivate myself because I was
don't kill your
very
moment.
depressed. I was very, girl, I'm trying to be serious. I was very unmotivated. Well, I was motivated because this is something that I wanted to do, but I was unmotivated because I felt alone and I had lost a lot of people along the way. And I just was doubting myself and telling myself that maybe it wasn't for me, but I know I have a purpose and I will try until I can't try no more. So I love you guys. Thank you for staying by my side. And if you're new to the podcast, definitely hit me up on my Twitter. My Twitter is K2CrayBayBay. Bay Bay. That's BayBay. And I'll leave all those links in the description. I love you guys, and you have a great evening. Peace out. What was that, man?